Hi, I'm Shannon Riley. I'm a professional organizer, ADHD coach, and therapeutic yoga teacher. And this is Beyond the Checklist, a podcast for neurodivergent folks who are tired of one-size-fits-all advice. Around here, we honor how your brain really works, whether we're talking about creating calmer spaces, building focus, or learning to rest. This is a place for practical tools, honest stories, and permission to do things differently. Let's make space for what matters in your home, in your time, and in yourself. Hello, and welcome back to Beyond the Checklist. Today, we're going to talk about something that so many of my clients struggle with, something that I've definitely struggled with too, and that's getting started. Whether it's starting a new routine, a creative project, clearing a corner of clutter, or just sending an email that you've been avoiding, sometimes the hardest part is not the task itself, it's starting. One of the main reasons I hear when people reach out to me is that they don't know where to start. They feel overwhelmed with all the things they have to do, and they can't figure out where to start because of all the things, so they kind of freeze up and don't do anything because they don't know where to go. If you've ever wondered why it feels so hard for you or why you keep getting stuck in that first step, this is the place for you. So let's start here. If you struggle to get started, you're not alone and you're not broken. It's really common. There are so many reasons why getting started can feel overwhelming, especially if you're neurodivergent or dealing with chronic stress, or just trying to do too many things at once, which I think many of us are. Some of the most common blocks I hear: I don't know where to begin. If I start, I have to finish. What if I do it wrong? What if I waste time or energy? It feels too big. I'll just wait until I have more capacity. Does that sound familiar? Here's the truth. Starting is a transition. And transitions require executive function, nervous system flexibility, and self-trust. Three things that can be in short supply when you're burned out or dysregulated. So let's go a little bit deeper into brain science here. And I promise I won't get too scientific or confusing when we talk a little bit more about science. Starting a task requires a few things. It requires initiation, which is the ability to begin an action. It requires planning, which is knowing what steps to take. It requires prioritization, which is deciding that this task should happen now and this task can wait till later. And it requires working memory, holding the task in your mind long enough to act on it. So for neurodivergent folks or anyone with executive function challenges, these systems don't always line up when we need them to. And when you add in stress, fear of failure, or perfectionism, it makes sense that you'd freeze up. Your brain is protecting you from a perceived threat. Starting feels like a risk, even if that's not rational. So it delays, it redirects, or it shuts down. And it's not laziness at all. It's a nervous system response. Another huge block that can come up in getting started is the idea that you have to start the right way. Many of us feel pressure to get everything in order before we start. So we want to wait until the perfect moment. We want to wait until we have all of the information. We want to wait until we have all of the tools and resources that we need. We want to wait until the perfect moment. We try to research every option before we choose one. And we really feel like we have to plan the entire project before we take the first step. And yes, it's a little bit of perfectionism, but it's also safety seeking. It's having that control in what happens and how it happens. We've been trained to believe that mistakes are bad, that rest is lazy, and that consistency is morality. Being able to be consistent makes us more efficient and better. That's what we've been trained to think. So this is why starting feels so overwhelming and like there's so much pressure. Sometimes starting is hard because we've been taught that the beginnings have to be perfect, but they don't. They just need to be gentle and you just need to start sometimes. And it doesn't have to be perfect because nothing is permanent. So let's talk about what actually might help in getting started. The key is to make starting feel small and safer. So here are a few things that you can come back to when you're trying to get started and you're feeling that sense of overwhelm. Pick one thing that you can do in less than 5 minutes. You're not trying to finish the task. Maybe you're just setting a timer for 5 minutes and just beginning, just starting. Open a tab, name a file, open the drawer, take everything out. Whatever can happen in that 5 minutes, that helps you to just begin. Remind yourself that you can pause. And I don't mean pause like before you do each. I mean that you can pause in the middle of something. You don't have to finish in that sprint. When I work with clients in person for organizing, we typically work in 3-hour blocks because I'm there in person. 1 hour is not totally enough to get a good amount done. 3 hours is like a really good block of time. And kind of when we start to get to that 3-hour mark, there's a little bit of tiredness. And the reason why the 3-hour block, it might sound really long to you, but if you're working on your own, I would say that's a lot. But because I'm there with the person, I find that it is a little bit easier for people to work in those full 3 hours. But we don't necessarily finish what we're working on while we're there. So maybe we're working in a room and we're in a corner or whatever it is we're working on. We just try to get as much done as we can in that time. And then we make sure that we put things away so things aren't a mess and the person isn't seeing that visual overwhelm. So we're tidying up and then we're stopping. We're taking a pause. Because if you try to sprint and work 100% from start to finish, especially on a larger project, you are completely going to burn out. You're going to get into decision fatigue. You're going to get into exhaustion, overwhelm. It's a lot. It's not just physical, but it's emotional. There's mental. So you have to take that break. You have to take that pause. So another tool you can use is to actually script your start. And that means like write out every little step. Sit at desk, open the browser, click Google Docs. It might sound really silly, but sometimes being really detailed in each little step that you have to take to do something can be helpful. I do that with my to-do list. So sometimes if I just feel like I have a lot to do, I will literally put on my to-do list, okay, move trash bin outside, break down box, put box by door. I'll put the little small steps because I know that I have a lot on my plate and that I may not be able to complete the action completely in that moment, but I can at least do a little step to get me to where I'm trying to go with it. And another great tool, and I find this really helpful, honestly, for anything, whether it's a starting point or trying to create a new habit or trying to remember something, is to anchor it to something else. Think about things that you already do. I do this a lot with clients and I'll ask them, okay, what is your current habit? What is your current process for this? What does it already look like? And where can we weave in the habit or the thing that you want to do into that? You can think of it like, sometimes I run errands. I mean, we all run errands. But sometimes I'll run an errand but I want to make sure I do a bunch at a time. So I almost figure out like, okay, what's my driving loop? Because I want to just get this done in one go. And that's maybe a little bit of a silly example, but I'm anchoring it to one thing. Maybe I was going to the doctor, or maybe I was doing something else that I knew that I had to do. So if I'm going to pass by Target on the way, I'm going to go and pick up what I need or return something or whatever it might be, because it makes it easier to do. And the most important thing is to celebrate that you started, not that you finished, not that it was perfect, that you showed up. That's enough. If all of that still feels too far away, here's one tip that I have for you, something that can be helpful, is you might not be ready to start. And that's okay. Sometimes the most helpful thing you can do is tend to your nervous system first. I think of this when I'm working with people and maybe someone has passed away recently and it's a box of their things or something that maybe just holds a little bit more weight and emotion. We don't have to start that now. We can put it aside and come back to it later. It doesn't have to happen now. Starting doesn't have to happen in this moment, but it doesn't mean that it will never happen. Trust that you will eventually be ready to start. You're not failing. You're tending to your body. You're tending to your mental health. You're tending to your nervous system. You're listening to what you need in order to meet the goals that you're trying to and really get started in a good way. If getting started has felt like climbing a mountain in a blizzard, know that you're not alone at all. There are always ways to make that first step more gentle, more soft, a little bit smaller. Start messy, start tiny, start scared, start supported. Just don't wait for the perfect moment, because it does not have to be perfect in order to be powerful, in order to give you that push. Just take one step. Thanks so much for being here. Feel free to connect with me on my website or over on Instagram. All of that is linked in the show notes. I can't wait to see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond the Checklist. If something from today's episode resonated with you, I would love for you to share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It helps more people find the support they deserve. Take what you need, leave what you don't, and remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Until next time, keep making space for what matters in your home, your time, and yourself.